This is Jay Sekulow. A trial date has been set in Iran for Pastor Saeed.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Hello, world.
Hope you're listening. 32-year-old Saeed Abedini was arrested in September for his work in Iran's underground Christian community. The American Center for Law and Justice is fighting for Abedini. They report this case has now been assigned to an Iranian judge who is often referred to as one of Iran's, quote, hanging judges.
Mr. Abedini, he was arrested by Iranian officials more than 3 months ago on charges related to his religious beliefs. We understand that a hearing will be held soon, and we call on Iranian officials to respect Iran's own laws and provide Mr. Abedini access to an attorney.
Abedini wrote a letter to his family saying he is being beaten and he's been told he will hang for his faith in Jesus.
In April of 2011, the European Union named this judge as an individual that's subject to sanctions because of human rights violations. As for Abedini, he remains steadfast and says he is prepared to hang for his faith in Jesus. His supporters are urging Washington to do more to pressure Iran to set him free.
I just plead that we do what we can to get him out of Iran and with our families.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Well, we're going to move away from some Washington issues because we've got an emergency situation and we wanted to bring you up to date on it, but also let you know we really need your help for Pastor Saeed Abedini. He is a U.S. citizen. He also is Iranian by birth and heritage, but he's a citizen of the United States. He is held in Iran. He's been in jail. He has now been scheduled for a trial next Monday, so less than a week away. The judge is known, as the report indicated at the opening of the broadcast, as, quote, a hanging judge. It means he gives very stiff sentences, and we've got a major issue now where we need a lot more help from the State Department and the United Nations. In fact, the United Nations condemned the very judge that is hearing Saeed Abedini's case. His crime, crime against national security, which means what? He's a Christian, and he's in jail, and he's a U.S. citizen, and he's in Iran's worst prison. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, get us up to speed on this, and also about I know he issued a letter, a very poignant letter, to his family and friends.
Yeah, this started just last week. We received a letter January 10th. Where Pastor Saeed Abedini, he wrote this: I always wanted God to make me a godly man. I did not realize that in order to become a godly man, we need to become like steel under pressure. It is a hard process of warm and cold to make steel. This is the process in my life today. And this, again, was January 10th, just a few days ago. One day, I am told I will be freed and allowed to see my family and kids. Even on Christmas Day, they told me this, which was a lie. And the next day, I'm told I will hang for my faith in Jesus. One day they're intense pains after beatings and interrogations. The next day they are nice to you and offer candy. That is torture, folks, of course, that Pastor Saeed is describing in these this letter that he wrote on January 10th. The State Department, again, acknowledging, saying they are concerned and wanted him to be able to get a lawyer. That happened on Friday. Well, his lawyer was able to get access to the file and found out he will be on trial beginning Monday. So less than a week from today, he'll be on trial, and all the lawyer could figure out that from his file that he got from the prison system and the court system in Iran was that a general charge of national security offense back in the year 2000, so more than 12 years old.
Yeah, they're making this up, folks. Of course, that's what the Iranian regime does, but the Secretary of State's office, they've said they're concerned. That's a bit of an understatement. This is a U.S. sentence and facing a death sentence because he's a Christian. The State Department should be a lot more than concerned. We're taking your calls and your reaction to this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Here's what we're doing. We're going to the State Department. We've been working on this, folks, for months. State Department, United Nations, Congress, the European Union, Russia, Brazil. We're going global to fight for Saeed Abedini's life. I need your help on this petition to have him sent back to the United States. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign the petition at aclj.org. But everyone, let's protect this pastor's life, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the U.N. to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
All right, let me play for you what Victoria Nuland from the State Department said when she was asked about the fate of two people in Iranian prisons that are American citizens. Here's what she said. Then we got to get some direct action here, folks. Take a listen.
Let me start with Mr. Abedini. He was arrested by Iranian officials more than 3 months ago on charges related to his religious beliefs. We understand that a hearing will be held soon, and we call on Iranian officials to respect Iran's own laws and provide Mr. Abedini access to an attorney.
You know, this, I know the State Department, Jordan, you've been working with them, but this is a really weak.
Now, can we break in, guys?
Let's go, right now.
Access to an attorney.
Abedini supporters say during trial, his fate will be in the hands of Judge Abbas Pir Abbasi, a jurist with the reputation of being one of Iran's hanging judges. Following the 2009 elections in Iran, the judge handed out death sentences to several human rights activists. He's described as a shadowy figure. He never appears in public, and there are no known photos of the judge. In April 2011, the European Union named the judge as subject to personal sanctions because of his human rights violations. Pastor Abedini, meanwhile, remains steadfast and says he is prepared to hang for his faith in Jesus. Abedini's wife and kids are in the U.S. It remains uncertain when, if ever, he will see them again. Supporters are now urging Washington to do more to pressure Iran to set him free. John.
What a story.
All right, folks. David Lee Miller. There you have it. David Lee Miller from Fox News just broke in on Fox to cover the story. This is how serious this is. And, folks, I need to hear from you on this on two counts. Number one, your comments about the reaction right now from the State Department. I will tell you, our team is working on Capitol Hill right now. Fan Bennett is upstairs above our radio studio on the phone with Senate and House leaders right now. You heard what David Lee Miller from Fox News just said. This is a very serious situation. This is a Christian pastor, a U.S. citizen in jail in Iran, scheduled for a trial next week in front of a judge who has been sanctioned by the United Nations, who doesn't appear in public and is known to give out death sentences. We want to hear from you on air. If you want to talk to us and give us your thoughts and prayers for this pastor, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But everybody else that's listening to me, folks, we've heard from about 70,000 of you. I want to be in 100,000 really quick here. You go to aclj.org or you call us right now. We need to stand for this pastor. We've got to get global pressure here. 1-877-989-2255. So it's aclj.org to sign this petition going to the government officials around the globe. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We've got to take direct action, folks, right now. It's that serious. Jordan, what are we dealing with? I know we've been working both globally here. Give us a sense of what's going on within our staff. Folks, this will give you the scope and nature of the American Center for Law and Justice and our global affiliates.
Sure. Well, I mean, we've been working with all those reports you hear. That the information is coming from the American Center for Law and Justice because we represent the family here in the United States, including Pastor Saeed's wife that David Lee Miller mentioned in that. The family that is trying so hard and doing everything they can. They've, you know, been in contact working with them since July when he was under house arrest, and the State Department kind of, I mean, waved us away. And then suddenly when it starts getting some attention, everybody starts backtracking and say, that's not what we said. And the truth is, we don't have time to even worry about that right now. We've got a trial coming up Monday. And right now the charge is national security offense. That's the same charge, Pastor Youssef. That's the same charge a protester gets in Iran and an opposition leader, basically a traitor kind of charge. It can carry long prison sentences. It can carry death penalties. They could also say on Monday, well, you're also an apostate. This charge dates back to 2000. Why is that significant 12 years ago? It's when Pastor Saeed became Pastor Saeed, when he became a Christian. He was not yet married. He was not a U.S. citizen at the time. He was in Iran. And, of course, that means he is an apostate in these revolutionary courts. Let me read you, Dad, about this Judge Pir Abbasi from the European Union, which has stalled on, you know, identifying Hezbollah as a terror group. They've sanctioned this judge. They had no problem doing that. So tells you to the extent of his record within the European Union. They've frozen all of his assets and banned him from traveling anywhere inside
the
27
judge of the
member
case.
States.
This is the this judge is of the
judge
case.
On Monday, Branch 26 of the Revolutionary Court in Tehran. This is what they say about Pir Abbasi. He's the 23rd individual identified in their official report in 2011 of the European Union on Iranian sanctioned specifically individuals. Tehran Revolutionary Court, Branches 26 and 28. He is in charge of post-election cases. He issued long prison sentences during unfair trials against human rights activists and has issued several death sentences for protesters. And as we heard in that Fox News report, there's no photos. I mean, you can only find a couple photos of any of these judges. And a very small record about who he is. But he basically showed up on the scene in the Revolutionary Courts, Dad, just after the election protest in 2009. So he's not been around a long time. And he was already smacked with those sanctions.
Folks, let me read you from now. And this is not I normally don't quote Huffington Post, but I'm going to because the last sentence of their report on this, which is excellent, actually, we've got it posted, I think, at ACLJ.org. If not, we will get it linked over. While the U.S. State Department said in December that it was in contact with Abedini and said on Friday that it had, quote, serious concerns about his imprisonment, it has stopped short of calling for his release. Stop short of calling for his release. We've got this pastor facing literally a hanging judge on Monday. He's got two young kids. He's an American citizen. Call for his release. And if you want to get action on this, and I know you do, you call us right now or go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or call right now, folks. We've got to take a stand here. We've got less than a week. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. We've got a judge who has been cited in basically in contempt by the European Union, cited by the UN as an abuser, someone who gives out, in other words, does not administer justice. And this is Pastor Saeed Abedini's judge on a trial that starts Monday. We've got to take direct action. I got to get the United States government to say, let him go, and we've got to use the intermediaries of the government to do that. We don't have direct relations with Iran, obviously, but our statements matter coming from the State Department. We need more. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Listen to his wife. This is Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagme. Take a listen.
More than anything, he loved Jesus and he loved America, but he loved the Muslims. And that's why he wanted to continually go back and share the gospel with them, because that's what saved him. That's what changed his life, gave him hope. This is what this Christmas season is about. He said, I might die sharing Jesus. But it is a difficult place, Middle East, sharing about Christ, unfortunately.
Well, there you have it, Jordan. I know you've been in contact, and our staff's been in contact with Nagme in the last 24 hours here, but we're at the critical time. Let's take some phone calls. But, folks, this is serious. Let's go right to the phones.
Yep, people have been holding on. We'll get right to those calls now. Grant calling in from Missouri on line two. Grant, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Grant.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I just had a comment that this really should come as no surprise from an administration that's making churches compromise their beliefs and forcing them to pay for abortions. It shouldn't come as a surprise from an administration.
Yeah, but you know what? Listen, we're fighting those HHS mandate cases in court. This is a pastor's life, and the State Department needs to make sure that they are much more engaged in this. I understand your concern about what they've done in the United States, but look, the State Department can make the statement, release Pastor Saeed Abedini. You don't, he's on being held on a charge that's 13 years old that involves national security, which is, that means he's a Christian. So, the State Department and the UN and the European Union need to come out much stronger on this, much, much stronger on this. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's talk about what Than's doing right now as we're on the air. Than Bennett, the head of our government affairs, who's on the program often, is upstairs in our offices. Let's talk about what he's doing right now.
Sure. He's working with members of Congress. Just got an email from him, and they are working on, again, statements coming from senators, from the House of Representatives, from the home state of the Abedinis in the United States, and from others. And already the support is building. I can say right now there's over 20 members of the House. This is just today that have been added to a letter that's going to the State Department saying directly, call for the release, things like that. And over 5 members of the U.S. Senate. So you've got over 5 senators, over 20 members of Congress, and we're just about at 12:15 Eastern time today in Washington, D.C.
I'm going to have Tham come down for a minute and just give us an update in the next segment of the broadcast, folks. He's jammed right now, but let him come down for a minute and give us an update, because we're fighting against a real clock, and this is a life-and-death case. That's how you got to handle these folks, and we're doing that. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me talk to everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now. I need you to go to your phones or go to ACLJ.org and sign this petition. This trial is in less than a week. We can't have a trial here. This judge is a disaster. He's a hanging judge. He's been cited by the EU. He's been cited by the UN as someone who does not respect human rights or the rule of law. You can call us to add your name to this petition. We've got to get action right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Folks, we've mobilized our national security teams, our lawyers around the globe to work on Pastor Saeed Abedini's case. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this, because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the UN to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Than Bennett, the director of our governmental affairs, I asked him to come down from his office. We're obviously in the building in Washington, D.C. He's upstairs. Radio studio is not. He's run down to give us an – I want everybody to get a quick update on what we're doing on Capitol Hill literally right now. So, Than, what's the latest?
Yeah, Jay, I was just on the phone with the Hill. I'm actually leaving to go back to the Hill personally as soon as we get off the air here. We are pushing two letters from the House and the Senate to the State Department after the State Department made this statement. It doesn't go far enough, Jay. The State Department needs to call for Pastor Saeed's release. So we have two letters. One's being led by Robert Aderholt from Alabama in the House. The other is being led by Senator Jim Risch, the home state senator of Pastor Saeed. They're going to go to the State Department tomorrow. We have more than 40 members now of the House and Senate on these letters. They're going to go out tomorrow. But, Jay, let me quickly say this. This is the point we've been driving home with these members and senators. Pastor Saeed is one of ours. He is our own. It is this State Department's specific duty, this Congress's specific duty to defend our own. All of these persecution cases are, of course, important. But when it's a United States citizen on the line, this government has to stand up and defend them. That is what we're calling on members to do. And, Jay, they are answering the bell.
All right. Well, the members of Congress are responding. The State Department so far has not. And, folks, that's where you come in. I need you to help us here. Than needs the help. We got to get members of Congress. We need bipartisan support here. This is critical both in the House and the Senate. We're working at the European Union. I'm getting an update from Jordan on the global effort in a moment. But folks, if you've not signed this petition, go to aclj.org right now. That's aclj.org, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Than, thanks for the update. But folks, Than needs your help. He's working Capitol Hill right now. So if you've not signed this petition, it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air and express your support, your questions, what's going on, why is the State Department not being more affirming here, more direct, you call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's talk about the global efforts here. We've got our offices around the globe working. What's going on there?
Sure. I mean, we've got offices, the offices in Brazil already working with the executive branch there, vice president's office, senators. And, of course, this new update as of yesterday with this trial date puts more pressure on Russia. And we've got our office in Europe also working on this. So we've got people around the world doing things they can publicly, privately, behind the scenes as well, nation to nation, religious leader to religious leader, all working to assist Pastor Abedini. But here we have a change because of the fact that we know that there's this trial date that's been set. And all of this, I think, happening, Dad, and you know, I told this to Fox News today, actually, that I don't think you would have even seen the lawyer get access to the file. I'm not even sure you'd have a trial date if it wasn't for the pressure that's been on the Iranian government. When you look in the past, he's been in jail almost now 4 months, over 3 months, under house arrest since July. And if you look at the past, you know, they want people to kind of languish around. Like Pastor Youssef spent a year in jail before ever getting a hearing. And then it was delayed, you know, for another year after the first initial hearing. So we've got to stay on this. This is an opportunity. The world's paying attention right now. The media is paying attention. And it's crossed over from, you know, it's not a partisan issue whatsoever. It's just about helping out and assisting an American citizen, also a Christian. But I think for everyone listening right now, regardless of your political beliefs, your religious belief, your background, this is one of our own citizens, an American, just wants to get back to his wife and children who are also American citizens here in the U.S.
All right, let's do this. Let's play. This is, again, from Fox News. This is David Lee Miller, the reporter that's covering this right now, talking about the judge that's trying a case in Iran of an American Christian pastor. Take a listen.
This judge has been called one of Iran's hanging judges. Following the 2009 Iranian elections, the judge Abbas Pir Abbasi handed out death sentences to several human rights activists. Overall, he's a shadowy figure. He never appears in public, and there are no known photos. In April of 2011, the European Union named this judge as an individual that's subject to sanctions because of human rights violations. As for Abedini, he remains steadfast and says he is prepared to hang for his faith in Jesus His supporters are urging Washington to do more to pressure Iran to set him free.
All right, you see the nature of what we're dealing with, folks. This is a life and death case, and that's where you come in. We need your help. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Now, let me also tell you this. We are going to play in the next 30 minutes of the broadcast the pastor's wife's interview. Jordan interviewed Nagmeh. You need to listen to this. It'll give you a sense of the urgency. This interview was done before we had the date of the hearing. So you got to keep that in mind. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But this tells you the nature of what we're dealing with and the scope of the issues that we're now facing with a trial deadline of Monday and a horrendous judge and a horrendous legal system. Our phone lines are open for you. Remember, folks, if you don't get the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live, if you're on SiriusXM, you do. If not, just go to ACLJ.org. We stream it there. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. Michael calling in from Florida on line 3. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, just I mean, the most obvious point here with all involved in U.S. government, and, you know, they have no problem, you know, taking these positions, and they make the money. And on that money, it says in God we trust. And if they are willing to spend that money and take that position, and if they truly trust in God, and God says, thou shalt not kill, period.
Well, yeah, but right. But the State Department, let me tell you, I'm going to play for you what the State Department has said. And this is the problem with what we're dealing with. It's number 2 and 3.
Let me start with Mr. Abedini. He was arrested by Iranian officials more than 3 months ago on charges related to his religious beliefs. We understand that a hearing will be held soon, and we call on Iranian officials to respect Iran's own laws and provide Mr. Abedini access to an attorney. We call on Iranian authorities also to permit a visit by officials of the Swiss Embassy in Tehran, our protecting power, both to Mr. Abedini and to Mr. Hekmati to check on their welfare.
There's one thing that's missing in the statement, and that is calling for his immediate release. Folks, we're taking your phone calls. Remember, we're here for another half hour, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But I need you to join with us right now, folks. It is critical that we hear from you. You can go to ACLJ.org and sign on to that petition urging the release of Pastor Saeed Abedini. You can also call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition online. Jordan, time is of the essence here. We need to not have a trial take place, correct?
Well, we need to get this Pastor Saeed release. You know, this is a 2000 charge. It does give a window for the Iranian government to say, listen, I mean, Branch 26, most lawyers won't go to. They won't represent clients in Branch 26 because you end up in jail. So this is how tough it is. But it's directly controlled by the Ayatollah. It's a 2000 charge. It gives them the window to say this is too old. Let him out and send him home back to the United States. We need you to stand with us, folks. 877-989-2255 before a hanging judge. And this is the time to act. Call 877-989-2255. A Christian, an American, facing the hanging judge on Monday in Iran. 877-989-2255.
We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. If you're just joining us, we are talking about Pastor Saeed Abedini. His trial date has been set. It is set for Monday, and it's in Iran. He's an American citizen. He's a Christian pastor. Jordan, let's talk about, first of all, what he's been charged with, and secondly, what judge he's in front of, because, folks, this is a very troubling development.
Yep, he's been charged with crimes against national security of the state of Iran, the Islamic Republic. These charges are, it was charged back in 2000, so that's all that his lawyer could find in the file, which he finally got access to yesterday, when he also found out that the first court date would be this coming Monday, so less than a week from today. So a broad general charge, Pastor Saeed has been back to Iran since 2000. In fact, he got married, he became a Christian in 2000, so of course a key date, but then got married, became a U.S. citizen, has been back to Iran before. This charge has never come up. So, again, this gives them broad range to basically accuse him of anything. It's the same charges used against most Christian leaders, any kind of political opposition in Iran. And what's more important is the judge he's before, which, again, is a judge labeled as a hanging judge by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, a judge who has been sanctioned by the U.S. State Department. It's Pir Abbasi. And, again, he is part of the Revolutionary Court in Tehran, known for his harsh sentences, long prison sentences, and death sentences as well. That will be on Monday, and we need people. This is while Pastor Saeed is in a prison that is a place where some people don't even survive their trial date. A blogger who was arrested October 30th, an Iranian blogger, was dead by November 3rd. He had never gotten a trial. He had never gotten a charge. So this is all new as of yesterday, and we're getting this information now, but this lawyer had no idea. You know, he had not been able to access this file the entire time Pastor Saeed's been in jail.
All right, folks, this is a serious thing. I want to play for you what David Miller from Fox News just said about the judge. It's numbers 14 and 15. This is about the judge that Pastor Abedini would appear in front of.
This judge has been called one of Iran's hanging judges. Following the 2009 Iranian elections, the judge, Abbas Pir Abbasi, handed out death sentences to several human rights activists. Overall, he's a shadowy figure. He never appears in public, and there are no known photos. In April of 2011, the European Union named this judge as an individual that's subject to sanctions because of human rights violations. As for Abedini, he remains steadfast and says he is prepared to hang for his faith in Jesus. His supporters are urging Washington to do more to pressure Iran to set him free.
So not only do we have a trial in Iran, but we got a trial in Iran with an unbelievably difficult judge who's been sanctioned by the UN and the EU, folks. This is a really, really serious situation, and something we've got our resources globally engaged in right now. We're going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, update very quickly what's going on in Washington right now. Than was on earlier. What's he doing? What is your team doing in Washington?
Yeah, well, we've got our international work going out of our Washington, D.C. office with the offices that we've got around the world. And we've got, of course, our government affairs operation here working not only with the U.S. State Department, which we've been working with and trying to work with since back in July. And I want everybody to know that, regardless of politics and all of that, these cases, we have been working, trying to get them involved for since July, basically. And it took all of this finally to get them to come out issuing statements, but still not going far enough in our opinion. And then there's the members of Congress. We've already got over 20 members of the House of Representatives on a letter. That's just work that we've done today, and over 5 U.S. senators that will be also pressuring the U.S. State Department. This is how you get movement. This is how you get action done. But we need, and Than Bennett said, Dad, that we need to remind everyone listening right now to radio that these members of Congress want to know that you're asking them to do this. So yeah. When you call now, 877-989-2255, or you sign that petition online at aclj.org, Dad, that is what these members of Congress need to know, that the American people care.
All right, folks, do what Jordan said. We got to get action here, folks. It's aclj.org. We'll be getting emails out about that. We got some out this morning. There'll be more coming. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Also, engage in your social media on this as well, folks. Back with more in a moment.
An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the U.N. to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. And a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Folks, we've got Pastor Saeed Abedini. He's a U.S. citizen. He came to Christ in 2000 and married an American. He became an American citizen in 2010. He's been charged with the crime of national security in Iran. He's before the worst judge you could be before, in the worst prison you could be in. And what's interesting here is, Jordan, the charge date matches the time he became a Christian. And that's not an accident.
No. Back in 2000. And you know, what is bizarre is that Iran doesn't usually take 12 and a half years to move forward with criminal charges when they've got you on the territory. But there was a change 2 years ago when all these religious issues were originally treated by the internal police and kind of the religious police in Iran that got shifted to the Revolutionary Guard, so treated as a national security risk or concern, as if you're a traitor because of your religious faith. So because of that, you've got this 2000 charge, but it all, you know, it adds up. 2000, he becomes a Christian. That means he's an apostate. So on Monday, when he's before this judge, who is known as a hanging judge, sanctioned in the EU and assets frozen in the EU, as well as listed as by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom as someone who should be subject to these sanctions worldwide, when he's before that judge, the broadness of what it means, national security crime, could mean being apostate, turning against Islam, the house churches, which he is known to have done. I mean, there's no debate about his previous work in Iran. He had house churches around the country, so they could go a number of different routes. But I will say, even though that 2000 date is significant because he became a Christian then, the fact that there was no action on it until now we're in 2013, before there was a court date that listed, you know, this in his file, is bizarre for Iranian standards.
All right, folks, we need your help on this. It's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. If you want to sign that petition, it's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go right to our phones. We've got a lot of people who have been waiting a long time. Who's coming up, Jordan?
Yeah, let's go to Bruce calling from Florida on line 3. Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, partner. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to take a moment to truly glorify Pastor Abedini, because he is really an example of a true martyr of this generation in Christ. And we have to keep in mind that he is comfortable, because he's comfortable in the peace and faith in God. And he's truly an example of the Word of God until the end.
My job and our job at the ACLJ, the ECLJ, the Slavic Center for Law and Justice, our operations in Brazil, is for Pastor Saeed Abedini to not become a martyr. And I say that because We don't want a situation where his life is taken. We need to defend human rights, human dignity. We've got to do everything we can. You got to ultimately trust in the Lord here, but we've got to do everything we can to protect this man. He's going to in front of a very difficult judge on, the worst judge that you can imagine on Monday, unless we get the State Department to call for his release, which they've not yet done, which is the thing that has me the most concerned. I'm going to play again number three, Victoria Nuland. They go only so far, and this is, you listen to what she says, folks, and then we've got to get direct action here. Number three.
We call on Iranian authorities also to permit a visit by officials of the Swiss Embassy in Tehran, our protecting power, both to Mr. Abedini and to Mr. Hekmati to check on their welfare.
To check on their welfare. How about calling for their immediate release from Iranian prisons, where they are put there illegally, violating Iranian law, international law, and international human rights? 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're going right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go, and a lot of great calls have been coming in, are coming in. Greg in Illinois on line four. Greg, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Jay, I want to just say something. I don't know why anyone is surprised here because of the government we've elected. This is what I want to point out here, and I don't mean to be extra topical, but I'm frustrated. We have just put in the White House a president that we knew was going to take this position and stand with the Muslims as he's...
Well, no. I'm not going there because I'm not happy with the State Department, but we're not. I don't think that the president is engaging this issue right now, quite frankly. Jordan, let's talk about what the State Department has and has not done.
Yeah, I mean, the State Department has acknowledged that Pastor Saeed was in prison. They did that early on about a month ago. Then, just this past Friday, they have spoken more, saying they're concerned that he needs access to a lawyer, that he needs access to the Swiss embassy, which oversees our interest there in the United States interest, because we don't have diplomatic relationships or a embassy in Iran since the 1979, since the hostage crisis there with our embassy. So, they've called on that. They have not called for his release. But it took a lot of work since July. Since July, it took to get those acknowledgments from the State Department and then, again, to even have those statements that they are concerned. But we expect more now, especially that we have a trial date, and the State Department knows that as well.
Well, we're calling on the State Department, but, folks, that's where you come in, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Who's next?
Bob in New Jersey on line five. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. Jay and Jordan, thank you so much for what you do and what ACLJ does. I just want to share, I'm a retired public school principal, and the reason I'm sharing this is I've contacted both of our senators in New Jersey, contacted their offices in Washington, and I will tell you, through the process of education and dealing with different politicians, they will respond if our people call their senators and congressmen. And, you know, and explain that this is an American citizen. And I called Senator McCain's office, and I will tell you, they are responding to that.
Good.
But they need to hear from people. And again, I want to thank you for putting this out.
Well, Bob, listen, thank you for making contact to your senators. And Jordan, the direct contacts are important also right now. And, of course, we're working
absolutely
through our government affairs
absolutely
office.
You know, it's always the more effort, the more you can do, the more we appreciate it, and the more that we'll see out of Congress. You know, if you can only make one phone call, I encourage you to call us so we can put these all together, because those numbers are important, having the 70,000-plus get to 100,000. But if you have time to make a couple phone calls, call. Don't just join our petition here. Call your members of Congress. Call your U.S. senators and just say, you know, it's a nice conversation. We know there's a letter circulating now, which is true. It's happening right now in Capitol Hill. And we hope that the congressman or the congresswoman or the senator will sign his name on to this letter calling for the release of this U.S. citizen from Iran.
But we should tell them, underscore what Jordan just said, folks, the letter is circulating right now, so it's a good time to call. But we're going to urge that as well. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones. We go again. Lynn has been holding on from Washington State on line two. Lynn, welcome to JCEQ Live.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Jay and Jordan. Thank you so much for what you do. I'm really baffled about something, and that is, you know, my grandma immigrated here from Switzerland in the 30s, and I was born in 55. I always thought that she said this country was the greatest country on earth, and I thought, well, Switzerland's not too bad, but there was a sense of protection if you were a United States citizen that you could travel anywhere in the world and be protected. And so my question is, you know, what's already in place for that? I mean, is that still the case?
You go ahead and answer that.
Sure. I mean, listen, we are citizens that get a lot of protection around the world. Unfortunately, Iran, we don't have a diplomatic relationship with. There are a few countries like that where it can be very tough for the United States to do, you know, on-the-ground work because there is no U.S. official on the ground. We have interest sections. Now, remember the North Korea situation with those reporters. It took a number of months, and we remember the hiker situation in Iran. But never throughout that process did we see a stall from the U.S. State Department. We always saw them speaking out. We saw the President of the United States. In fact, this FBI, a former FBI, member of the FBI who was disappeared in an Iran free trade area, which is actually different than being in the regular part of the country, more freedoms there for movement. You don't have to have a passport. Back in, I think, 2007, his family started meeting with the President of the United States. And again, you did not have the State Department, others being nervous about speaking out. So here we have an American citizen. He deserves the same treatment as every other American. It doesn't matter what his background is. And so I think that's an important part to underscore. But this, it's a tough place, and we can't say the U.S. can solve everything, but certainly they can do what we know they can do, and they haven't gone that far yet.
All right, folks, we're coming up on the broadcast. We're going to hear from Nagme. This is the wife of Pastor Abedini, so you're going to want to stay tuned for this. We've got a lot more ahead. Again, I want to urge you to, first of all, engage your social media as well. Use Facebook and Twitter. Go to our Facebook and Twitter. You can do that. You can follow Jordan on twitter.com/Jordan. Secondly, you can follow me on Twitter. You can also follow the ACLJ on Facebook and Twitter. Engage the social media on this and add your name of support. We want to get to 100,000 by the end of the week, so we really got to move quick here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We are faced with the trial on Monday for Pastor Abedini, and it is going to be in front of a judge that's just awful, as said by the European Union and the UN. So we've got a lot of work. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Coming up, Nagme Abedini, the wife of Pastor Saeed.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the UN to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're going to be joined by an interview that Jordan did with Pastor Abedini's wife, Nagme. But again, I want to urge you, we've got a trial date next Monday. We are getting ready for do everything we can to stop that, to get him released. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go ahead and listen to the interview.
Nagme is joining us right now. Nagme, it's great to have you on the broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
Just tell us about Saeed's faith. Tell us about your family. Tell us about Saeed.
Saeed comes from a strong Muslim background, and he had a very powerful conversion in 2000, had an encounter with Lord Jesus Christ, and that changed his life, and he became a Christian, a witness for Christ inside of Iran, and that's where his journey as a Christian began, and soon after is where he was considered a criminal by the government and continually wanted and arrested for his faith.
Why now? Why did they take the next step, in your opinion, Nagme, on this? He makes a number of visits to Iran over the years, and since he's had his U.S. citizenship, he had been harassed in the past because of his Christian faith, but not to this point. Why now?
I believe it's because of a new strategy. I know that a few years ago, intelligence police, I don't know at one point it changed, but I know at some point the government, intelligence police, was no longer handling the Christian cases, and it was transferred over to the Revolutionary Guards, which is a harsher, more radical group in how they treat Christians. I believe that's the reason why this time he was arrested, was as a change in strategy in the Iranian government of their treatment of Christians.
What is it like now going through this experience, and how important is your faith and your husband's faith in deciding what to do here in this kind of, you know, tough for people to imagine as an American, like he is, being stuck and having to kind of come to the world's attention and say, please help me?
Yes, 3 years ago was very, very difficult, a very dark moment in my life. We were boarding the plane to come to the U.S., and my one-year-old son at that time was in my husband's arms, and the intelligence police at that time had to tear the kids apart from their father, and it was a hard plane, right? I mean, the kids didn't sleep the whole 24-hour trip, and were crying and asking for him. He's a dad. He does the nightly routines. He tucks them into bed, reads them the stories, prays with them, and so it was very difficult. But my faith has really, I mean, this time I found such an amazing peace, and I can even say joy and comfort, even though the charges seem really harsh against him. And God has given me a lot of peace that I can only come through faith in Jesus Christ.
And let me ask you, Nagme, what would you want all the people listening right now and hearing you in this interview, what do you want them to know specifically about what's happening and what they can do to help? You know, I think prayer is very important. Speaking about it's very important. This is an American citizen. It should touch, I mean, people have gotten, you know, they care about all Christians who are persecuted, but this is a U.S. citizen, an American Christian who is stuck in an Iranian jail facing these charges. What do you want the American people to know?
I'm very worried about his well-being. In the last few months, he's been beaten by interrogators and also now inmates that are being very harsh to him, and I'm worried about his health. And, you know, it's natural as the Christmas season is approaching where it's very difficult for me and the kids, first time daddy's away, and I just plead that we do what we can to get him out of Iran and with the family again, with our family and with the kids. And it's just been very emotional for them. My six-year-old understands so much more. She's been asking questions, you know, and a few weeks ago she was crying, Mommy, I'm forgetting Daddy's voice. I don't remember how his voice sounds anymore. So it's just been very difficult for our family, especially for our kids. They don't understand when is Daddy coming home. They don't understand days and months, how long, and they feel like they waited a long time already, and we just want to get him home. We just want to get him back. And, you know, he's done nothing against the Iranian government or their national security. You know, he's had a powerful conversion to Christ, and he has been sharing that everywhere he's gone, inside or outside of Iran. And unfortunately, the Iranian government sees that as a national threat and as a national security charge, which can carry very heavy charges up to the death penalty.
Folks, you've been hearing from, again, Nagme Abedini, the wife of Saeed Abedini. You're going to be seeing her on television. You'll be seeing her on cable news. You'll be hearing about this story. The story is already up on Fox News. It's already up at the ACLJ. We are representing the family here in the United States and their interest at, you know, at the internationally at the UN and things like that. And as we said, it's always an important step to announce, to talk about it publicly, you know, to put a name out there and to let you hear directly from the family, which is unique because this is an American citizen who is stuck in this Iranian jail, an American Christian who's been there since September, an American Christian who was under house arrest since July, an American Christian who's been harassed for his faith for years. He's got two young children and a wife here in the United States, and he's facing charges that haven't even been read to him, that he doesn't exactly even know what they will be. But we're talking to his wife now. And Nagme, I wanted to ask you one final question because I know people will want to know. With the situation in Iran, you know, it's a tough place. People know that. Your husband, I'm sure, knows that. You know that. Why did he go back so often? What was the reason why he was willing to, I guess, in a sense, take that risk or to be back in Iran, even though he is an American citizen now and certainly didn't have to?
You know, I'm sure the American people, me being raised in the U.S., we're all family and, you know, family-oriented, and there's great emphasis placed on that, and especially Saeed. I mean, all of his relatives, all of his aunts, uncles, every single cousin, they all live in Iran, especially his immediate family. And he comes from a very, very, very close-knit family in Iran, and you know, and his, you know, he has a love for that country. That's the country he was born in and he was raised in. And he had a desire to go back and visit his family and his country, his people. And he had a great love for them. That's why he shared the gospel with them, shared Jesus with them. And also recently he'd started the last 3 years an orphanage in order to help the people that require the greatest help and the orphan kids. So he has a great love for that country, and, you know, that's why he went back. And, you know, as you said, he is an American citizen held in Iran, and his only crime is that he converted to Christianity and was sharing that with the people of Iran.
First, let me say, Nagme, to you, to your family, and to your husband as well, and to the American people who are listening, to everyone around the world who is listening right now. We are praying for you, but we're working with you. We're going to do everything we can at the American Center for Law and Justice using our international affiliates, all of our members, all of our supporters, those who may not even agree with us on every single issue that we work on. We're asking, this is one that shouldn't be partisan. Again, two young children here, 6 and 4. He is the father, Saeed Abedini, 32 years old, in an Iranian prison as we speak. His wife has been joining us, telling us about the story, Nagme Abedini. And Nagme, again, I know it's a very difficult time to talk about these issues. Thank you so much for your time today and for your willingness to fight on this publicly. Thank you, Nagme.
And thank you.
You know what, folks, again, that was Nagme Abedini right when we launched, right when we began this public campaign for Saeed. Well, we've been working for and on behalf of the family since back in July. Folks, we want you to take a stand. We'll be talking to Nagme more. She's done other interviews. Call now. The trial Monday before a hanging judge sanctioned by the European Union. Call 877-989-2255. We need pressure on the State Department through our members of Congress. 877-989-2255.
We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.